and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Generation to generation, it gets passed on.
Welcome to Generation Talk Radio. I am your host, Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Thanks for joining us today for Generations Talk Radio, where we are here live every Wednesday, embracing aging. If you want to comment on anything, you can hop into the chat room at kcnr1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567. My topic today is the Healthy Aging Fair, which is coming up this Friday, May 11th from 9 to 1 inside the Mount Shasta Mall in front of JCPenney. We have about 40 vendors that will be showcasing their goods, services, and resources for seniors, families, and caregivers. So today and tomorrow in the mornings, I will be having on some vendors to chat about what they do and encourage you to come by and visit them at the Healthy Aging Fair on Friday. And tomorrow morning when Trish and I are on live from 7 to 9, we will have even more vendors on. So that's the next couple days, encouraging all of you to come out to the Healthy Aging Fair, supported by the Older Adult Policy Council this Friday. My first guest this morning is Doug Hirsch from Addis Healthcare. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Great.
Doing
great,
pretty good.
Great to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, good to have you. Now, how long have we known each other? Like 10 years or so, right?
Oh, yeah, at least.
Because I've been open for going on 15. And how long have you been with Addis?
Next month will be 11 years.
Oh, yeah. So probably since you started then.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably since, probably about 10 or 11 years. And so your role, what is your role with Addis?
I'm the sales guy.
Okay. You're going to the doctors and the
hospitals.
I'm
the marketing guy. Yes.
Okay. So for those of you who aren't familiar with home health, a lot of times when seniors have a setback, whether they've had a hospital stay or discharge from a rehab facility or something in their home that requires some short-term medical help, including some type of physical therapy, occupational therapy, or speech therapy, oftentimes Medicare will cover that, and you have a great staff of folks that can come in and help seniors in their home continue to recover.
Yes.
From whatever setback they've had.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Home health is, and most of our business is Medicare. And, of course, Medicare Part A covers it 100%. No deductibles, no copays, no restrictions on how many times you can be on it. We get doctor's orders. I mean, even a referral from a facility, SNF, hospital, or whatever. In the end, you have to have doctor's orders for a medical need. And for home health, you have to be what they call homebound. But that's a wide range of interpretation. Mm-hmm. It's basically a taxing effort to leave home. Doesn't mean you never leave home, but it's difficulty getting out. And
if they're going to play bingo and go to lunch in Rotary, and they probably aren't going to qualify for home health.
Right. You're out driving your car around tying the grandkids. So.
Right, because they're thinking if you can drive around, you could do outpatient.
Right.
So
right,
the,
right.
The home health benefit is more that, yes, it's more difficult. Maybe you have a walker, wheelchair. You're driving limited amounts, maybe just to the grocery store and back kind of thing.
That's correct.
Yeah.
So, we have RNs, we have PTs, we have an OT, we have speech therapists. One of our RNs is a certified diabetic educator. That's big need in this area.
Absolutely.
And
mm-hmm.
everywhere for that matter. But, we've been in Reading since 1972 as Addis Company. 5 years ago, we were bought out by what is now the second largest company in the United States for home health. We're still Addis, and we're still home health. Everything is local, so big or small, it's what you do local that's important.
Absolutely.
But big
Absolutely.
Company brings a lot of training to the table, a lot of great tools that we can use. And in the Medicare business and the senior in any medical right now, Medicare is cutting back reimbursements on everybody, hospitals, SNFs, and us.
Absolutely, I've heard that. Mm-hmm.
And, of course, your private insurance is doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, your expenses go up.
Sure.
What do you do?
Mm-hmm.
And our company took the track of acquiring more to survive in the long term.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hate to see it happen, frankly. We need more competition, not less.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll be a survivor in the end. And Medicare wants the best outcomes that they're paying for.
Mm-hmm.
More and more they demand the best outcomes.
Right. And if I think the biggest misconception for me when we're in the homes with caregiving is people not understanding that any type of decline that your doctor is willing to write a prescription for, saying that with some home health services you could see some improvement. And as long as you participate in the therapy and don't refuse the therapy, they'll come in. So like if your loved one has a urinary tract infection, which is a big deal in the elderly, which can, you know, people can, you know, have mobility issues, balance issues, that, you know, when you have some of it set back as a senior, whether it's a flu, shingles, UTI, these aren't even things you're hospitalized for, but it's a setback to where maybe you're bed bound for 3 or 4 days. People just don't bounce back from that anymore.
Right.
Now you're at a higher risk for falls and other complications.
Right.
And so oftentimes to have PT in there for 4 to 6 weeks, right, and they also can get a bathing aid,
right,
a couple times a week as well, correct?
Right.
And so to have, even if you didn't need this help before, this is just extra support.
Right.
While you kind of get back, you know, your bearings, whatever your medical setback was.
Fall risk is a big part of what we do. We have fall risk tests that we go out to, like the independent living and mm-hmm. the assisted cares, and we can rate what that patient is rated for fall risk, and then we can bring PTs in to mm-hmm. work with them on that,
mm-hmm.
and we have a comprehensive program for that, but fall risk, you know, personally, that's what kind of led to my mother's demise 6 years ago, and fell, and, you know, and surgery and infection, and she never got out of the hospital. But
and we hear that way too often, that the fall precipitates,
man,
other medical issues that happen.
Yep.
Yeah, people can be doing just fine. And then,
right,
so the fall is, and I know when your PTs were out there too, they're probably checking the home environment, making
right.
suggestions on grab bars, moving furniture around and all of those things as well, correct?
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's correct. And, you know, we want to keep patients out of the hospital and out
mm-hmm.
of SNFs, and they want to stay out of there,
right,
too.
Right, correct.
Being home is what Medicare really prefers,
mm-hmm.
if at all possible. And obviously, the hospital and SNFs are part of the program, too. But keep them out of the hospital. For Medicare, it's cheaper to be in home health.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but we have to perform. We have to prove outcomes.
Yeah, you have to show. And this is why when PT's ordered, and, you know, we have patients that, you know, turn them away at the door, you can only decline it so many times. And then
right.
they're going to say, you know, you have to be showing Medicare you're accepting the PT and that you're not plateauing, that you're participating and improving. Yes.
Right, mm-hmm. right, right.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a star rating system. So the hospitals are star rated. The SNFs are star rated.
Mm-hmm.
We are too. And our local Addis Healthcare here, we're combined with our Chico office for this. We're 4.5 stars out of 5. There are no 5 stars in ratings right now amongst the 6 home healthcare companies in Reading.
Mm-hmm.
We're at 4.5. Patient satisfaction is 4.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you always like to be 5.
Of course, but I know my Uber rating's not 5 either, and I'm
yeah.
really bummed about it. But, yeah, it's really tough to please everybody.
You know, our care program basically says if we get a referral from a SNF, a hospital, or a doctor, Medicare, you have to be there within 48 hours by law.
Mm-hmm.
We get 24 to 48 hours. And then if it's a patient is really at risk, we front load nursing visits.
Mm-hmm.
We have a CareLink program, a call system, where when we're not there, our national call center will call some of these, I mean, anybody that's really high risk, especially on the weekends,
mm-hmm.
and see how they're doing.
That's great.
And if
mm-hmm.
there's a problem, get a hold of our nurse
mm-hmm.
right away.
Because a lot of these people wouldn't know who to call
right.
or will suffer in silence and wouldn't
right.
call.
That's right.
Yeah. And Doug, you're going to be at the fair on Friday.
Right.
And people can come by and see you.
Right.
If they're interested in more information on home health.
Right.
And will you go to their doctor and help get the prescription facilitated if they need help with that?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Because I know
yeah.
a lot of you guys will do that for.
Oh,
for,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you just give Doug your doctor's name and permission, and a little bit about what's going on, you'll right. try to help them get that prescription facilitated.
That's right.
To start.
Yeah. And we do offer free MedScope, which is a lifeline. We had Lifeline before, but the devices were failing, so we went to MedScope, which is GPS.
Okay.
All of them. We'll give them free as long as they're on that episode with us. So
oh, that's great.
They
that's
can a great continue it afterwards value. If they want to on their own. But really try to keep track of that patient as much as possible out there and when we're not there. So
that's great.
All right.
Well, thanks for joining me today.
Okay.
And we encourage all of you to come by and visit Doug at Addis Healthcare at our Healthy Aging Fair this Friday, May 11th from 9 to 1. And
thank you.
And we'll be back right after this with more Generations Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol, it doesn't move me at all.
Shasta County seniors, families, and caregivers, it is time for the Healthy Aging Fair Friday, May 11th in the Mount Shasta Mall in front of JCPenney. This is your chance to meet and learn about businesses, agencies, and services that serve Shasta County seniors. Don't miss this informational event on Friday, May 11th. Visit over 40 booths inside Mount Shasta Mall from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Friday, May 11th. Enter to win great prizes, enjoy food discounts, free health screenings, and more. The event begins at 9 a.m. on May 11th with prize drawings at 12:30. Vendors include Addis Healthcare, Marquis Shasta, Precious Cargo, Ray Tegerstrand's Orthopedics, Shasta Mosquito District, Connected Living, Home Helpers, Disability Action Center, Senior Placement Services, the Alzheimer's Association, Shasta County District Attorney, and Legal Shield. The Healthy Aging Fair, Friday, May 11th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. in front of JCPenney, brought to you by the Older Adult Policy Council. It's all to benefit Elder Abuse Awareness Month.
Imagine living in a planned community that features a regional park for you and your family to enjoy, plus walking trails, fabulous open spaces, and so much more. You can find all of this, plus the designer home you've always dreamed of at Shastina Ranch. Built by Palomar Builders, your ultimate home. Shastina Ranch is located just off Airport Road on Shastaview. Homes in Shastina Ranch feature green technology, water-conserving toilets, faucets, and showerheads, energy-efficient LED lighting, and programmable irrigation systems. Distinctive exterior features including 30-year composite roofing in a variety of colors, designer entry doors, and of course with Palomar Builders, exceptional interiors. Plans including 9-foot and 10-foot ceilings throughout. Beautiful designer kitchens with granite slab countertops and full tile backsplash. To see Shastina Ranch, just take Airport Road to Shastaview. For more information, contact Rhonda Culp of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 949-8613. Palomar Builders, your ultimate home.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Generations Talk Radio. I am your host, Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. We are here every Wednesday, embracing aging. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to jump in the chat room at kcnr1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567. Our show this morning is focusing on the Healthy Aging Fair taking place this Friday, May 11th from 9 to 1 inside the Mount Shasta Mall right in front of JCPenney. And my next guest is going to be a vendor there. It's Rich Pinnell from Vitech Mortgage Group. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning, Sharon. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. Thanks for joining me.
My pleasure.
So your focus is often misunderstood.
Hugely.
Yes,
hugely.
Which is reverse mortgage.
Right.
And we're going to chat a little bit about it this morning. And I really encourage those of you who've even ever thought about it to come over to the mall on Friday, visit Rich at his booth. He's a very trustworthy, good-looking older gentleman. He's not a shyster. You know, I know people get nervous sometimes about this topic, and this is a very great opportunity to come meet Rich, maybe talk to him a little bit about your concerns. And if you want to move forward, that would be a great time to set an appointment to learn more. I want to say I have a couple just this month who want to stay in their home, have 24-hour caregivers. The children are very determined to keep them at home, and they did a reverse mortgage so that their parents can stay together. They both have very different needs, so if they were to move to, like, an assisted living, they would probably be separated. And so for them, they can stay in their home until they pass away, and this is allowing them to stay at home. And this was a perfect case for something like for reverse mortgage.
Absolutely mm-hmm. true. We get so many people asking questions about reverse mortgages, and they ask, unfortunately, way late in the process. And normally sometimes that doesn't work out for them because, just like you said, maybe somebody's already in a nursing home or assisted living facility, and the other one is trying to figure out how to pay for it. I had mm-hmm. one of those a couple of years ago where a husband was using all of their savings, keeping mom in a very expensive assisted living place, and he was renting an apartment next mm-hmm. door in the retirement home so he could be with her because it was clean across town from where they lived. So he needed to release some of the equity in his home so he could continue to do that. And we got it done for him. His wife passed away about 6 months after that, but he was able to clean up all the debts that had created. Mm-hmm. He's still living in his home. And that was the big thing for mm-hmm. both of them. And they planned well in their life.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, so many people have heard so many crazy stories about reverse mortgages, and that's
like
where...
Like you get kicked out.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The government owns your home or the banks own your home and they'll kick you out. That's what I hear the most of.
Yeah, and that's absolutely not true. Mm-hmm. The program was started in 1988, and first mortgages were actually done in 1990, and they literally have been around for 30 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And FHA guarantees that you are the owner of that home. A reverse mortgage is really just a mortgage that you don't make payments on.
Mm-hmm.
You still pay your property taxes and insurance and those kinds of things, but you don't have to make a payment on a reverse mortgage, of course, unless you want to.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a client that does that. They actually make payments on their reverse mortgage so the equity stays as high as it can possibly be.
Mm-hmm.
But the stories you hear about reverse mortgages, that's my first job when I meet with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get the education out of the way before we figure
right.
out if it's right for you.
And it's a complicated loan in that regard. We're not as familiar with it. But I'm sure you tell people sometimes they're not the right fit.
Do
you have
do
people that you're saying, you know, this isn't, you know, if your goal is at one point to move in with your children in 2 years and build an in-law quarters, it's probably not the right product for you.
I had a lady just on the west side over here in Redding about 6 months ago, exactly her scenario.
Mm-hmm.
She was moving down to Texas in 2 years to be with her kids. The kids were actually building a unit on their property for her to live in. So she's only going to be here for 2 years, and she was looking for a way to pick up $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 to soften that two-year period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the cost of a reverse mortgage is a little higher than a conventional mortgage, and it didn't make good sense for her since she was going to be selling in a couple of years anyway. So I suggested mm-hmm. to her that she go out and get a small HELOC
mm-hmm.
for the period of time that she was there.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the right solution for
mm-hmm.
her. I've had another couple that he didn't want to make they're both working. He didn't want to make the payment anymore. It was $1,800 a month. They have a huge home on the west side of town, and he wanted to get rid of the payment. So they did a reverse mortgage to get rid of that payment, even though they didn't need to.
Mm-hmm.
And it just improves their asset base as they go forward.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to work for another 5 years, and they're dumping all that money into their retirement now.
Mm-hmm.
So there's lots of different reasons
right.
to do a reverse mortgage. There's also a lot of reasons not to do a reverse
right.
mortgage.
And that's where you really have to, you know, vet the person who's talking to you about it so that you make sure that you have a good ethical person. Like you.
And that's,
you know,
that's all
who's
I do.
Who's willing to say this is not the right thing for you.
Right. I've been doing full-time reverse mortgages now for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in the business for about 5 years, mortgages in general. About 2 years ago, well, actually, the very first loan I did was a reverse mortgage. And
mm-hmm.
a lot of the reverse mortgages are done by people that do forward mortgages. They do a bunch of other things in the marketplace. And the trouble with that is they really aren't experienced.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know all the nooks and crannies that we're going to get into or how to enhance an income stream, those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing them full-time for 2 years now. I recently received my CRMP, which is a Certified Reverse Mortgage Professionals designation. There's only 158 of them nationally of the thousands of LOs, loan officers that are doing reverse mortgages, there's only 158 of us that have this designation.
Wow, that's great.
And a lot of it is education, mm-hmm. 2-hour test at the end of the process, a lot of background checks, criminal, financial, the whole shoot and match.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's great.
It's because they want to make sure that we're not out there doing the wrong thing mm-hmm. for the wrong reasons.
The best story that I ever heard, I was actually on a shuttle at the airport going to long-term parking to get my car, and this gal and I were talking, and she was just coming back from Disney World, and she said, my husband and I took out a reverse mortgage, and she was probably in her 70s, and she said, we wanted to take the whole family on
this
trip.
That's wonderful.
So they took, I mean, every child, grandchild, great-grandchild, and their spouses or boyfriends. They did this huge Disney cruise and then Disney World, and they were all flown in and landed, and they had the travel agent coordinate everything. And she goes, we were on this cruise watching our grandchildren enjoy their inheritance. And that we got to watch them yep. experience it rather than we're gone and they get a couple grand each, right? She goes, we wanted to do something that we could have the memories of all of these kids that don't get to see us as much, and we have all these pictures, and it was this amazing story. And so there was another example of what you maybe don't come across all the time, but she was so excited, and the money was very well spent in her
yeah.
mind.
And that's mm-hmm. one of the things we like to call them, a warm handshake, because mm-hmm. it's getting together with the family. And so many families now are spread out across the country that grandma and grandpa can't make that travel on a regular basis, mm-hmm. so they don't get to see the kids grow up.
Mm-hmm.
I had the luxury. I've been able to live here in Reading for a number of years, and all my grandkids are here.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been able to go out and actually yell at them when they're on the sports fields and, mm-hmm. and really mess up their lives.
Yeah.
but the reality is there's a reason to do a reverse mortgage, and there's a million reasons to use the money for something that's positive.
Mm-hmm.
A lady down in Cottonwood did a reverse mortgage for her a couple of years ago. 83 years old, still working 32 hours a week. Because she needed to, because mm-hmm. all she had was Social Security, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so she's got this beautiful home on 3 acres. She goes to work 32 hours a week. She comes home, takes care of the 3 acres, and then lays out by her pool. And she did a reverse mortgage so she could stop working. And you know what she wound up doing? When she got the reverse mortgage in place and it was paying her $1,200 a month, she went into quit. And they talked her into staying for 16 hours a week. So I think she is the kind that's going to work forever.
Right.
But the fact of the matter is it took the pressure off.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think more and more, I mean, I see in my industry, people are outliving their money.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, we planned, even if you invested, I mean, people were retiring in their 50s. You know, my grandfather retired at 55.
Yep.
And, you know, you have your investments, you have whatever in place. And I know in Europe they do a lot of forward mortgage, reverse mortgage. I mean, I think in our country, for some reason, it seems more taboo, but I think it's going to get more and more common, like you said, because we're going to need that money.
Yep.
You know, it's expensive to age. It's, you know, it's expensive to have, you know, licensed caregivers. It's expensive to pay for assisted living or whatever the challenges are for your loved ones. And so I think we're going to end up having to pull that money out.
Yeah.
In some
form. The problem is that our parents, my parents, not your parents, you're younger than I am, but my parents retired with defined pension programs.
Mm-hmm.
That money went on forever. Mom had dad's pension from the post office until she passed away at 92. And actually, at the end, she was getting more money from his pension than he was making when he worked at the post office.
Wow. Wow.
But that's a defined pension program.
Right.
If you're drawing 4% out of your 401k, you're cool as long as the stock market stays where it belongs,
mm-hmm.
right? If you go over 4% or if the stock market takes a hit, you could run out. It could knock off 5 years of your expected income levels.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a good plan. I like to see people as they're approaching retirement, and my best referral partners are investment counselors. And they actually look at a retirement income stream and say, okay, you guys could be in trouble if we have a down market for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And you're sitting on $400,000 in equity in your home. Let's put that to work for you, even if you only use it in the down years of the stock market. Okay, last couple of years, stock market's great, right? Everybody remember, what, 07?
Right.
When the stock market took a 50% hit? It wiped out a lot of people's 401ks mm-hmm. at that point. If people had a reverse mortgage, they can draw on it during those years that the stock market's down, and then when the stock market comes back, they can stop drawing on
mm-hmm.
it, so the equity stays there. Also, a great thing about reverse mortgages is if you have a line of credit attached to the reverse mortgage, it grows every year, currently a little over 5%. what bank can you go to in this town and get a 5% guaranteed growth rate
right.
on an investment? Just one more thing that everybody should look at when they're looking at a reverse mm-hmm. mortgage.
Well, and I want to encourage everybody, if you're interested, have questions for Rich. He will be at the Health and Aging Fair as a vendor this Friday, May 11th from 9 to 1. We're right inside Macy's, or sorry, inside the Mount Shasta Mall, right in front of JCPenney. Come on down, talk to Rich, learn more about reverse mortgage. Thanks for joining me today.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. We'll take a quick break and be right back with more Generations Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
It was just one of those things. Just one of those crazy things. One of those bells that now and then rings. Just one of those things.
Shasta County seniors, families, and caregivers, it is time for the Healthy Aging Fair Friday, May 11th in the Mount Shasta Mall in front of JCPenney. This is your chance to meet and learn about businesses, agencies, and services that serve Shasta County seniors. Don't miss this informational event on Friday, May 11th. Visit over 40 booths inside Mount Shasta Mall from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Friday, May 11th. Enter to win great prizes, enjoy food discounts, free health screenings, and more. The event begins at 9 a.m. on May 11th with prize drawings at 12:30. Vendors include Addis Healthcare, Marquis Shasta, Precious Cargo, Ray Tegerstrand's Orthopedics, Shasta Mosquito District, Connected Living, Home Helpers, Disability Action Center, Senior Placement Services, the Alzheimer's Association, Shasta County District Attorney, and Legal Shield. The Healthy Aging Fair, Friday, May 11th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. in front of JCPenney. Brought to you by the Older Adult Policy Council. It's all to benefit Elder Abuse Awareness Month.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
What is this thing called love? This funny thing called love. Just who can solve its mystery? Why should it make a fool?
Welcome back to Generations Talk Radio. I am your host, Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. We are here every Wednesday live at 9 a.m. right on, here on KCNR 1460. If you want to give us a call, you may do so at 605-4567 or join us in the chat room at kcnr1460.com. My show this morning is focusing on the Healthy Aging Fair coming up this Friday inside the Mount Shasta Mall right in front of JCPenney. We have about 40 vendors that will be there showcasing their resources for seniors and families here in Shasta County. My next guests are from the Shasta County Mosquito District and Vector Control. I kind of may have screwed it up, but it's John Albright, the vector ecologist, and Peter Bonkrew, the district manager. So what did I say wrong, Peter?
Well, you were very close.
Okay.
but it's the Shasta Mosquito and Vector Control District.
Oh, Shasta Mosquito and Vector Control District. Okay.
I know. We make things very challenging for people, not only with our names, but our titles and the things that we talk about.
Yeah.
But, you know, our district has been around for almost 100 years now. We've been always with basically the same mission, which is protecting the public's health from mosquito-borne diseases. So mosquitoes can cause diseases. We're out there trying to lower those numbers to make sure that they don't cause diseases to people.
And do you guys have like a busy season where you're like spraying more and doing more, or is it like a 12-month cycle?
Well, I think it depends on what we're talking about. When it's mosquito control, definitely.
Right.
We're basically starting roughly around February and we're ending around October, November, depending on the temperatures and the weather. Tick season also then is involved in that. And then we also do some rodent-borne disease surveillance. So we're busy 12 months out of the year, but it kind of depends on what we're focusing on. And John's group is going full bore right now, totally busy trapping mosquitoes, identifying those mosquitoes, and then helping our control department decide where they need to reduce those numbers.
That I know it's so interesting because we don't really hear a lot about your agency. But, you know, we want you there, right? But we don't really know exactly what you guys do. It's super interesting.
Yeah, we're always happy to go out and talk to people about what we do. But a lot of what we do is off the beaten track. Mosquitoes don't necessarily breed right next to busy roads and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So we're often working back in the woods and so forth. And like Peter said, we're very busy right now setting traps out scattered throughout the district to keep an eye on mosquito populations because all of our control activities are based off of surveillance that we do so that we have hard numbers to justify the sorts of activities that we do.
And are there, generally speaking, like common areas that you kind of continually are servicing with mosquitoes? Like we know this area over here we go to every year.
Yeah, in general, we're running, you know, kind of fixed locations.
Right.
And then in response to people's concerns, so people can call in,
say,
we're having a bad mosquito problem over here, then we'll go out and take a look and see what we're dealing with in those areas as well. So we kind of have our known areas from, you know, history and also just trapping that we've done and different ways that we've identified problem areas.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's always new stuff. I mean, when you're dealing with the changing environment, there's new subdivisions, there's new developments, there's erosion, there's things that can create new mosquito habitats everywhere. So we're always excited and willing to hear from the public. And if they're getting bit by mosquitoes, we want to know about it, and we want to go out there to see what's causing them to bite them.
Now, we've heard quite a bit in the news, not so much lately, about West Nile. What is the status in Shasta County in Northern California of West Nile and the vectors?
Well, we first detected West Nile in Shasta County in 2004. And every year since then, we've found it in one form or another within the district. And we have several different ways of testing for it. Of course, if you get a human that gets it, you have a human case that gets reported that way, but hopefully long before humans get it, we are testing in the environment. We actually catch live mosquitoes and send them off to be directly tested for the presence of virus within the bodies of the mosquitoes. West Nile virus, it kills wild birds, so we have a wild bird a dead bird collection program, particularly as regards birds such as crows, magpies, ravens, and jays, which are all closely related and highly susceptible to West Nile virus. So it's something the public can help out with, actually, if you see one of these birds freshly dead on your lawn that, say, was there in the morning and not there the evening before, give us a call, and we can actually get those tested for West Nile virus. And then we have sentinel chickens that are out in the environment getting bit by mosquitoes, and we test their blood every couple of weeks. So we have a pretty intense monitoring system. And it varies from year to year, but like I said, every year since 2004, we have detected it within the district.
And was last year, because it was so much more rain, did you have more issues with mosquitoes or some populations, or is it about, does that matter when we have drought versus extra rain and things?
Definitely in terms of the overall numbers of mosquitoes, rain will play a role in that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't necessarily see as close of a tie with West Nile virus. And in fact, we had higher levels of West Nile virus when we had drought years. And they think, you know, people smarter than myself think that that's because a lot of shared resources were happening. A lot of the same organisms were around the same water sources.
Gotcha.
So birds and mosquitoes were all in this, you know, really finite areas. And so that was actually increasing the transmission rate. And also then the heat plays a big role. So when it's hotter and drier, we tend to see more West Nile virus. But we did see high mosquito numbers, and we did still see West Nile virus last year. In fact, we did have a human case. So every year, as John said, we do see West Nile virus, and every year everybody needs to take the precautions to protect themselves from getting bit, which is really what we do when we go to these outreach events. We're always going to be doing our mosquito and vector control, you know, kind of the technical boring side of things, which is identifying these mosquitoes and submitting them for disease, you know, testing and the control activities. But that's only a small component of the overall program. A large part of the issue is the people and the district residents taking on a certain level of their own personal protection and, and keeping themselves from getting bit. You know, kind of our new campaign this year is don't get caught having to swat. And basically it's people, you know, draining things around their homes that are holding water, checking their gutters, checking their screens and their doors and windows, wearing some sort of insect repellent. I can't tell you how many times we've answered a phone call saying from people saying, you know, I'm constantly getting bit. And it's like, well, are you wearing insect repellent? And normally the first comment is, oh, no. Well, and even if we had, you know, untold amounts of money to do mosquito and vector control, there's still going to be mosquitoes out
right,
there.
Right, right.
And so it really is important that people are wearing repellent. So when people come to the booth and talk with John on Friday, that's really what we're going to be talking about, is how they can help protect themselves at their home, utilizing us, of course, as a resource. And really reducing the chance that they could get something like West Nile virus.
And especially the senior population, which their immune systems may be more compromised than the average 40-year-old.
Yeah, statistically, there's no question about it. The greater your age, the greater your chances of getting West Nile virus and the greater your chances of having a bad outcome with it as well. So this is definitely something that people want to be concerned with it as they age. Which may or may not be why I was the one chosen to do the booth, because I'm the oldest dude at the agency. So.
Well, I think it's interesting.
Most experienced, John.
There you go.
Most experienced.
I think it's interesting too. Like, there's, you know, a frame of thought of, you know, why insect repellent's bad for you, it's poison for you, da 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 da. But again, how bad is West Nile, right? So it's like you're looking at, like, you know.
One, there is four really good CDC-approved repellents out there. So if you have some sort of aversion to DEET, which is, I think, what most people think of when they think of insect repellent, there's actually three other ones that are approved that we would more than – we want something that you're comfortable with that will protect you from getting bit by mosquitoes. So Picaridin, IR-3535, and lemon oil eucalyptus, those three, in addition to DEET, have all shown to be effective at reducing mosquito bites. And just find one that you like that you'll wear, and that's really what we care
about.
The
lemon one sounds pretty good.
It's good. There are some limitations.
We don't want to smell, you know, us girls, like off or something.
Yeah, just want to let you know, we have a really great brochure on that exact subject, too, if you stop by a booth. We'll have tons of brochures, but specifically listing what those active ingredients. It's interesting because people are afraid of DEET because it has a very chemically sounding name. But like Peter's saying, with the oil of lemon eucalyptus, you can actually apply DEET to younger children than you can oil of lemon eucalyptus, even though it sounds like more organic and groovy. So you want to educate yourself
a little bit. Well, I'll definitely be coming by on Friday because I was just out of my patio this weekend getting
bit. All that out.
Well, at the booth, we'll also have both DEET wipe repellents as well as Picaridin. So we'll have two different options for people, and they can see which one they prefer.
Oh, that's great. Well, thank you guys for coming on this morning. And again, you won't be there, Peter, but John will be at the booth.
Yes, I will.
On Friday at the Healthy Aging Fair inside the Mount Shasta Mall, right in front of JCPenney from 9 to 1. So stop by and learn more about this and learn about also how the public can be involved and help you guys. So there's kind of twofold, because a lot of these folks may see areas that they can report to you and be helpful. Well, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
And we'll be right back with more Generations Talk Radio right after this.
If they ask me, I could write a book about the way you walk and whisper and low. I could write a preface on how we met, so the world would never forget.
Shasta County seniors, families, and caregivers, it is time for the Healthy Aging Fair Friday, May 11th in the Mount Shasta Mall in front of JCPenney. This is your chance to meet and learn about businesses, agencies, and services that serve Shasta County seniors. Don't miss this informational event on Friday, May 11th. Visit over 40 booths inside Mount Shasta Mall from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Friday, May 11th. Enter to win great prizes, enjoy food discounts, free health screenings, and more. The event begins at 9 a.m. on May 11th with prize drawings at 12:30. Vendors include Addis Healthcare, Marquis Shasta, Precious Cargo, Ray Tegerstrand's Orthopedics, Shasta Mosquito District, Connected Living, Home Helpers, Disability Action Center, Senior Placement Services, the Alzheimer's Association, Shasta County District Attorney, and Legal Shield. The Healthy Aging Fair, Friday, May 11th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. in front of JCPenney, brought to you by the Older Adult Policy Council. It's all to benefit Elder Abuse Awareness Month.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Welcome back to Generations Talk Radio. I'm your host, Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. We are here live every Wednesday on KCNR 1460 for Generations Talk Radio. If you want to give me a call at 605-4567, feel free to do so. You can also follow Generations Talk Radio on Facebook or Instagram and leave me your questions or comments there. The show this morning has been focusing on the Healthy Aging Fair, which is happening this Friday, May 11th, inside the Mount Shasta Mall. We have about 40 vendors that will be present chatting about all of the resources available to seniors and their families during the aging process here in Shasta County. And I got involved with the Older Adult Policy Council on this fair because I really have a passion, a lot of you listeners know, for education before the crisis. And doing what I do, going on almost 15 years with Home Helpers, I certainly see many times, as I've said on the show, families in crisis mode trying to figure out what resources, maybe legal issues, medical issues, you know, not having a family doctor, to figuring out what Medicare covers and all these topics that impact your ability to care for your loved one. And so I highly, highly, highly recommend if you have an aging parent, if you plan on aging here in Shasta County, this is a great event to come out for. We have about 40 vendors that will be there. Trish Clark and I will be doing a live radio remote from KCNR from 7 to 10 that morning. And chatting with the different vendors about what they're focusing on during the event. I was going to list off some of the people that will be there. We actually have some health screenings going on, too. Physical Therapy and Balance Center will be doing a free fall risk assessment. It's like a computerized, like, 5-minute fall risk assessment. So that alone, I think, is a great reason to come. We have Holiday Retirement will be there, which is Shasta Estates and Hilltop Estates. Social Security will be there, talking about your Social Security benefits. The Shasta Mosquito and Vector Control District, who I just had on the air, they will be there chatting about protecting yourself from mosquitoes, West Nile, and having some samples of different mosquito repellents to try, which, I mean, I just learned a little bit about them here a few minutes ago. Of course, my agency, Home Helpers, will be there chatting about in-home caregiving. Mercy Home Health and Hospice will be there. We will have our local ombudsman services there to chat about representing you if you have any complaints with, you know, any long-term care facilities. Shasta County Suicide Prevention will be there. And I actually had that agency come to a training with my caregivers discussing suicide prevention, as the aging population has a very, very high risk. I think the over 70 population has the highest growing suicide rate. So that's important to, as people are losing loved ones and aging related issues, that's a great resource as well. Medical home care professionals will be there, senior placement services, Windsor Care Center, Shining Care, Copper Ridge, Healthy Living at Home, Addis Healthcare, who we had on this morning, Doug Hirsch, Comfort Keepers, Senior Care Solutions, Spectrum Prosthetics and Orthotics. We actually will also be doing a passport. So when you arrive, you get your passport. It'll have a random, like, 20 vendors on it. You get your signatures. And then at 12:30, we have a huge gift basket table, and we'll be doing a lot of prize drawings for those gift baskets. So, I mean, if you like those, if you like to win things, that's a great reason to come too. Cottonwood Drug, Oakmont Assisted Living, Accent Care Home Health, Connected Living, which is the new name for the Golden Umbrella Shasta Senior Nutrition Center. So Connected Living will be there. Again, this is a great agency to learn about what they do on their property out at Mercy Oaks with regard to the Meals on Wheels program. They have some transportation for you. They have the adult day programs, volunteer opportunities, a caregiver registry of folks that provide in-home care services. So to learn more about Connected Living, they'll have a booth there as well. MD Imaging will be there. The State Controller's Office will be there. Legal Shield, Marquis Shasta, Ray Tegerstrand, Orthotics, Senior Helpers. The District Attorney will be there, which is great. What are you nodding about?
Oh, I was going to inquire about, because the growing thing right now against seniors is these phone frauds and mail frauds, mm-hmm. and email frauds for those who use computers. But these people are very, very good, and the losses to some of these seniors are just staggering.
Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, Bob, we actually had a lady, we showed up to, to provide care for her, and she had her shoes on and said, "You have to take me right now. I need to wire money to my grandson. He's trapped in such and such state, and he needs bus fare." Mm-hmm. And we caught it and were able to call the daughter and check on the grandson, and he was totally fine. But someone had called her and said, "Grandma?" And she said, "Billy?" And he said, "Yes." And so you figure they make how many phone calls like this. They don't mind. They're sitting behind a computer somewhere. They're going to try as many times as it takes. And if they get one out of, 300 phone calls to wire them $500. So it is really sad. And I think this generation, we have handshake meant something generation.
Yeah, yeah.
And so when you said stuff like that, when you call and say, "Hey, this is your bank calling, give us your account number," this generation wasn't programmed to not trust this.
Yeah.
Information.
Or you ran a red light. We're going to send an officer to your house if you don't give us the fine money right now. That's a big
ingrown
scam.
Oh, that one's coming too.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that one.
You missed your jury summons, so there's been a bench warrant, but we can excuse the bench warrant for $500. Just give us your credit. Oh, yeah. These
are. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. These people don't miss a trick. So I encourage people who are going to stop by the fair to not only stop by our desk where we'll be broadcasting from and say hello, but to avail yourself of all the services that can save you money and potentially save your life.
Yeah, and yeah, so the DA's office will be there chatting about probably ongoing issues. We also have the Veteran Services Office there, and they actually have some great pensions available that lots of people don't know about. One of them is called Aid in Attendance, which helps cover home care or assisted living costs. And so they will be there chatting about how to apply for aid in attendance and what that benefit entails. So there's definitely a ton of options. And again, I want to chat with all of you. You can come by Home Helpers or visit Trish and I. Do we have a caller, Bob?
Patrick Moriarty with the Older Adult Policy Council has something to add.
Oh, good, Patrick. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for doing the show.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thanks for joining me, and I'm glad you called, because one of the things that I want to chat with people about is what the Older Adult Policy Council does and what their purpose is. So maybe you can answer that.
Well, briefly, we're trying to provide some coordination of services within the county and look at whatever gaps in services might be there and how we can fill those gaps for people. And I wanted to mention that the folks coming on Friday will have an opportunity to participate in a survey that will give us feedback about what people think the unmet needs of seniors in Shasta County are, and that will be an opportunity for them to participate in that survey during the fair on Friday.
Right, and that survey is actually on their passport, so we're asking people to stop by, and because we want to meet those needs, all of us that are in this industry, whether we're for-profits or nonprofits, are here to serve our Shasta County seniors and their families, and we want to know that we're doing the right things. And so the survey is going to give information that will be helpful to understand, because again, the senior population, they're not as active in the community oftentimes, and so we need to know what's missing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And in addition to that, then the Older Adult Policy Council is also the group that sponsors the Power to Seniors Soup Kitchen, the Celebrity Power to Seniors Soup Kitchen, each year, and the funds for that go to seniors who receive shut-off notices for their utilities, and we have that Celebrity Soup Kitchen every November, and this coming November we're changing the site because we used to have huge challenges with parking at the Veterans Hall. So this year it's going to be at the senior center down by the Elks Lodge in the park.
Wonderful. Well, thanks for calling, Patrick.
You're
and,
very welcome.
And we'll hopefully see you on. Will you be there on Friday then?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
We'll see you then.
Okay,
thank
bye-bye.
You. So yeah, I'm glad he called because the other thing that people need to know about this event is any funds that are made, because the vendors all paid a fee to be there, we are those funds all go to June is Elder Abuse Awareness Month, so all funds raised from this event dump straight into the budget for Elder Abuse Awareness Month and education, and there's a lot going on in Shasta County regarding Elder Abuse Awareness Month, and that ties back into kind of what you were talking about, because these scams are elder abuse.
Mm-hmm.
Financial, there's financial, emotional, physical. Financial is the one I think that is really tough on people, and I've had a couple new clients this year that picked a caregiver off of Craigslist, and $40,000 later.
Yeah, it's there are people who really should be trying to make an honest living, but they apparently can't bring themselves to do that. So be inform yourself and empower yourself. And an event like this, of course, is a great way to empower yourself with information. Mm-hmm. You don't need to be a victim. One more thing, and my late mother fell for this. If you are one of these seniors who owns a computer and you get the phone call that says there's a problem with your computer, we can fix it. Hang up.
There's no way they would know.
Microsoft
that.
Will never call you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bill Gates has no interest in your house.
Yeah. That's the truth. So again, the Healthy Aging Fair will be this Friday inside the Mount Shasta Mall. This is also a great time, like if you have an aging parent who maybe isn't communicating a lot to you, which is another drum I bang on all the time, which is trying to have these conversations with your aging loved one. This is a great resource fair to bring them to kind of get this conversation going. As you're like, Mom, what do you think about having home care? Mom, what do you think about, these kinds of issues. What do you think about, do you have any of these scams happening? Have you got these kinds of phone calls? And it's a great way to open up that dialogue with your aging loved one to kind of start that conversation with all of these amazing vendors there. So we will see you, Friday. And again, I'm here every Wednesday. Do not regret growing older. It is a privilege denied to many. Have a great day.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.